Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Let's go out and talk to one half of the Always Game Day in Cleveland podcast. He's our Cleveland sports beat reporter, our Browns beat reporter. He's Daryl Ryder, and he joins us courtesy of Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Daryl, March Madness around the corner. Are we excited?
Lukewarm excited.
Lukewarm? Okay. I can at least live with it. I was afraid that I was going to get a just absolutely not. Just a complete no. I'll take lukewarm. That's okay. Now, I'm big March Madness.
I'm looking forward to being a couch potato for a couple of days this weekend, but I do have to find where True TV is again.
We did that in studio to get the play-in games in. We were like, we're looking up online. We're trying to find it. It took us longer than I'd like to admit to find what station.
Yeah, so, but, lukewarm. I think Florida's going to win it all. That's okay. My pick, and, really going out on a limb on that one, but that's who I'm picking.
Well, Daryl, if it's any worse, I have the favorite. I'm big March Madness guy. I really like college basketball, and this is, like, one of my favorite times of the year, and I am all in on the favorite of Duke. I think there's nobody that's beating them. So if you feel like you're going out on a limb grabbing Florida, imagine how I feel being like, oh, yeah, the Duke Blue Devils. Yeah, well, yeah, a strange pick for somebody who understands college basketball this year or doesn't, and it's just like, oh, you pick Duke.
Yeah, I just can't in good conscience pick Duke.
Yeah, I don't blame you. I didn't want to either, but it's just, I got to do what I got to do. I don't think they lose. But other interesting news coming from today, Daryl, on the Cleveland front, you were putting out, and there's on our website, you can read it, 923thefan.com, more stadium news happening today. And Daryl, when it comes to this stuff, you're just much smarter about it than I am. You're much more in the loop, I think, more than just about anybody in this city. So what exactly was it that happened today where they're making amends to their file that they made? For the fan, why do they care?
Well, I mean, right now for the fans, it doesn't impact a whole lot because the legal process is not moving very quickly on both fronts, federal court as well as Cuyahoga County Common Police Court. But basically, the Browns want to urge the federal court to basically rule in their favor, not so much throughout the Madoy law, but just say it doesn't apply in this particular case. The Browns arguing that the city of Cleveland is misleading folks and conflating Art Modell taking the original Cleveland Browns, moving them to Baltimore, Maryland, versus what the Browns are doing, and that is going less than a mile outside the city limits across from Hopkins Airport to invest nearly $2 billion in private money. Of course, they're seeking $1.2 billion in public subsidy as well to build a state-of-the-art enclosed in-ground stadium in Brook Park. They've obviously secured the land. They're in the process of making the actual purchase of that 176-acre plot. But this was about refining and restating their case in their original complaint that was filed back in October in U.S. District Court. They kind of cleaned some things up, added a few other things, added some more lawyers to the proceedings, and all that jazz. So the team is hopeful that they'll get a resolution through the courts, because at least right now as we talk, it doesn't appear that a settlement is in the offing, even though a settlement is an avenue that the Browns would be more than willing to listen to.
Well, that's good to hear. It feels like from the common fan, the takeaway there is a lot of legal stuff that you'll know the answer to, but the nitty-gritty might not just be worth the more than a read of the article on the website. It might not be worth diving too deep into.
Well, what's going to happen is the Browns at some point will cut a check to the city of Cleveland. They will get the permission from Cleveland to build in Brook Park to satisfy the Modell Law, and that's going to be that. It's just right now, it's a matter of what it's going to take for us to end up at that point.
It's always fun. A waiting game. So exciting. We just enjoy it so much.
Hey, you know what? A lot of lawyers making a lot of money right now, so good for them.
Yeah, pat on the back to them.
Two words they love to hear, billable hours.
It's always good. We don't mind those either, Daryl, by the way. Those are always good for us as well.
Well, I don't know about that. Not if you're the one paying for those billable hours.
Very true. I would say the other big news today that's maybe a little bit more pertinent to right now of things that fans can get excited for, a lot of buzz today from reputable sources. Mary Kay Cabot of Cleveland.com, heard it from Jeremy Fowler, Todd McShay. Browns having a potential mutual liking with Shedeur Sanders. Are you more convinced maybe today than you would have been yesterday that it's a possibility at two that the Browns might be leaning into?
They booked Journey for the draft.
Is this something we're leaning? Is this something that's actually
I'm totally going to lean into this.
Okay.
In full disclosure, I realize it has absolutely nothing to do with it, but I'm going to make it have something to do with it just for fun, right? I mean, they did book Journey for the draft. I can't imagine that they're going to like trade down for an offensive tackle later on. I got to think they're going to take a quarterback, right? I mean, they almost have to at this point. I'm not saying it's the right thing to do. I'm not saying it's the thing I would do if I were Andrew Berry. But considering the only quarterback they currently have on their roster is Kenny Pickett, I think it stands to reason they're going to draft a quarterback with the second overall pick. Or if they really love themselves some Cam Ward, they will trade up to number one with the Tennessee Titans and get him.
I do have to say, though, Daryl, on Sunday, I heard some buzz. I heard a little bit on the show. Maybe you're coming a little bit around to the idea of Shedeur Sanders.
Yeah, it's not about coming around. You know what this is? It's the state brief. I'm in the acceptance stage. It's going to happen. It's probably going to happen. There's no use bellyaching about it. And so it's going to be what – I mean, Jonathan Peterlin's out here buying jerseys already.
He is,
I mean, The kid could have bought a nice gift for his little girl, and he's out here buying Shedeur Sanders jerseys, and he's not even a Cleveland Brown.
Now, I will say, I'm pretty sure the jersey that he got was like $30, and I saw it in person as we were changing over from afternoon drive to overtime. It's a pretty nice jersey for the price that he paid for it. I mean, it was like almost you would have bought it in the team shop type quality. It was much better than I would have expected.
So what you're saying is he's walking around with a knockoff?
Well, I mean, what, are you going to get a real Brown Shedeur Sanders jersey?
Well, I mean, if you're really committed to it.
I mean, they're not exactly selling them on the team shop. You could custom jersey.
Yeah, that's
it,
what I'm saying. Did he not customize it? Is that not what happened?
No, I think he went the overseas wait about 3 months for the knockoff route.
Oh, well,
much smarter for the financials aspect of it.
I guess I'm going to have to address this with Jonathan tomorrow, the quality of the jersey. Okay, so maybe he's not all in. Maybe he's not committed to the bit.
It looked like a pretty good jersey. But yeah, okay. I don't think he was going via the route of the team shop. I don't think so. That feels like a big investment.
All right. Well, hey, you know, maybe someone in Berea sent him a jersey. Is a little good. You never know. Well,
that would have been. Now, that's a story, Daryl. That's a story. If you figure that out, I expect to be up on the website.
I'm totally kidding about that, because there is some knucklehead out there that will think I'm dead serious about that.
Gosh. If somebody's believing that, we got to reassess. But yeah, another thing coming out today around the Browns, And listen, I think that we're going to have one main takeaway from this, Daryl. Daniel Jeremiah, Mel Kiper putting out their mock drafts, and I don't read too much into mock drafts, but if you're going to listen to any of them, these are two of the good ones, I would say, that are going to be your more reliable sources. Both had the Browns today going Abdul Carter at two. Is this all we need to say that this is still a toss-up and nobody really knows where the Browns are heading?
I feel really good now that they're going to take a quarterback.
Now that they say it's... So you think they're messing up by pick two. That's Daryl's claim.
Now that the mock drafts are aboard the Abdul Carter train. Here's the thing. They just gave Myles Garrett a couple of Brinks trucks loads of money, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they're taking Abdul Carter.
Yeah, they didn't make a whole ton of sense.
It just doesn't make a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Like, you're not going to win Super Bowls that way. Yeah, you need a quarterback. They've got to take some swings at the position. Again, worst year to need a quarterback, whether it's through the veteran market, whether it's through trades, whether it's through the draft. This is just an awful year to need a quarterback. And yet here the Cleveland Browns are, which is where they usually are most off seasons. They need multiple quarterbacks, and so I'm convinced they are taking a quarterback with the number two or better pick. I'm convinced of it. I think that they're almost painted in a corner to where they have to do it. And then it wouldn't shock me if they drafted another quarterback in the middle rounds.
Daryl Ryder, our Browns beat reporter, with us courtesy of Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Daryl, we do know now as we're talking quarterback that the veteran market may be even slimmer than it was a couple of days ago. Kirk Cousins remaining a Falcon from at least the immediate perspective. Is the door for you sort of slammed shut there and Kirk's off the table? Or is there still a window open potentially for the Browns to go get him?
I think that the window is closing. I won't say it's slammed shut, but the path to Kirk Cousins becoming a Cleveland Brown is not as easy as I think I include myself in that, thought it was going to be. What the Browns need is they need to get him on a close-to-veteran minimum-style contract. They can't afford to trade for his contract as is because the salary cap's part of that contract just will be too difficult to do. The only way in my mind to get him, if you do trade for him, is Atlanta's just got to eat pretty much all the contract that they're allowed to eat. And then you give up, I don't know, a fifth round pick or something like that. But I don't think the Browns have a fifth round pick. They got four sixes. I don't know, maybe give Atlanta all your sixth round picks. Throw in the sevens for all I care. It just means I don't have to work on Saturday for the draft, which I'm totally fine with. I think that the fact they picked up the bonus, they're, you know, it's kind of really standing firm. We're not going to trade him. We're going to make him be, backup or whatever. He's now, I saw the reports today. He apparently has decided, well, he's just not going to show up for any of the offseason stuff. if this is what it's going to be. So never say never, but this clearly is not going the way that I thought it was going to go, that's for sure.
Yeah, we can both be in the same boat there. On the same front then, Russell Wilson walked out of here late last week without an offer on the table, obviously with Kirk Cousins still in mind. We get to today, still no offer, anything sort of reaching out, no buzz around Russ. Is he really an option in your mind, or was this more just you bring in a guy because you sort of have to bring in a guy?
I think you bring in a guy because you have to bring in a guy, but he's also still an option. So is Jameis Winston, so is Joe Flacco, so is Carson Wentz, Trey Lance, Desmond Ridder. There are no good options, again. They all stink to high heaven. But you still have to field the team, right? You still need to fill out that position room. I don't know if you want to start your rookie quarterback right out of the gate week one. But hey, Jaden Daniels did it in Washington, and look how that turned out, right? I am not convinced that there's a Jaden Daniels in this draft. I'm not convinced that there's a Lamar Jackson, a Patrick Mahomes, a Joe Burrow, a Josh Allen. You know, the guy the Browns desperately need, I just don't think is in this draft. I think Cam Ward's got the highest ceiling. A lot of folks believe that Shedeur Sanders is a better fit for Kevin Stefanski. So with no great solutions there, at some point they're going to have to sign another veteran quarterback. They'll draft one, and then, you know, we're just going to kick back, grab our tub of popcorn, and sit back, relax, and see who QB41's going to be.
Well, I think one of the names on the table there, Daryl, in throwing out there, and you can tell me how likely or unlikely you think it is, how in the mix is Joe Flacco a name to be brought back?
Yeah, I think he's in the back of the bus line right now, but he's in the mix. So a lot of guys are in the mix right now. Andrew Berry does not seem to be in too much of a hurry to commit to someone right away. I mean, we're, 8 days into free agency now? And all Berry has done was basically get rid of Dorian Thompson-Robinson and bring in Kenny Pickett. So, I think that also speaks to this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
State of affairs, right? That, let's just say, for sake of discussion, when Carson Wentz lands his next team, I don't think anyone is going to be like, oh, man, boy, we really missed the boat on that one. Or if Russell Wilson ends up somewhere, man, oh, we blew that one. What were we thinking? Like, none of these guys, I don't think you can feel that way about. So it is the situation of what it is. And again, let's, just kind of take a deep breath. Andrew Berry's got a plan. Whatever that plan was, it was enough to get Myles Garrett to accept $40 million a year to be happy. And, that'll be what it'll be.
Daryl Reuter with us. Daryl, I'll get you out of here on this. We're a little bit removed, obviously, Friday from the Myles Garrett press conference. But I just wanted to get your perspective. How stable do you think the relationship is? Is it sort of a money-cures-all situation for the Browns and Myles, or is this going to take maybe a little bit of time to mend and to fix?
Well, I mean, that's what the Browns do. When they have a problem, they just throw some money at it, and that's it, right? They have nearly $400 million wrapped up in two guys who told them no. Deshaun Watson and now Myles Garrett, right? We know how Deshaun went. Miles obviously doesn't have that kind of baggage and whatnot, but hopefully the Miles situation ends up going a lot better, right? But, you know, I think Miles will now be the good soldier. And, you know, he'll put on the happy face for him going forward. And that's going to be that, because that's what he signed up for. You know, he went from, I'm not aligned, this franchise can't win, et cetera, to, oh, I'm happy to have my new contract and stay a Cleveland Brown and go to Canton, Ohio as a Hall of Famer with the Browns. So he now has to accept and deal with what comes with that, and that is the fact that this team is probably not going to win a lot this year. It's a retool, pivot year for them, and he's going to have to be on board with whatever future playoff roster development that Andrew Berry takes this organization through, whether it's the remainder of this year, whether that includes next year, and even the year after that. Miles is going to have to be on board.
Well, and how lucky, Darryl, we get to watch it all play out. Lucky, lucky us. As always, I appreciate you setting the time aside talking with us. Darryl, we'll talk to you next week. Until then, enjoy all the rumors that'll swirl about what the Browns are going to do in the draft.
Forget rumors. I'm going to go watch basketball.
That's a good idea. Darryl Reuter, our Browns beat reporter, joining us last segment on Overtime. Oscar Rewind feature. Make sure you go back and listen as well. Coming up here in about 12 minutes, Paul Dottino of the New York Giants. NewYorkGiants.com, New York Giants NSI. If there's an outlet that's covered the New York Giants, Paul's basically been a part of it and covered this team for longer than I've been alive and by quite a sizable margin there. Hey, we're going to talk to him about what the heck the Giants are doing in this draft coming up as we'll get to draft daily. But I did want to talk about sort of right there, changing Daryl's mind and just what the Browns are going to do. Now, Daryl's sort of swung in the direction where it feels very clear that Browns are probably going to draft a quarterback here. They're definitely going with the number two pick more and more likely every single day that they do go QB. Just sort of where I've stood and what we spent a good portion of the beginning of the show talking about. And guys, honestly, if the Browns go through the rest of this thing and they don't get another veteran quarterback, or they get like a Joe Flacco or a Jameis Winston, I'm perfectly content. Starting Shador, or if Cam somehow falls to you and you take him, either of those guys, if you decide you want to start him day one, I'm okay with that. I'm perfectly fine. If you don't want to do that, if you want to bring in Joe Flacco or somebody else and start him for 4 weeks, okay. But at the end of the day, if you want to start these guys day one, to me, I'm perfectly fine with whatever you decide to do with any of those guys. It's perfectly fine to me. I'm not going to complain. And I'd almost invite, if you're going to get a quarterback of the future, as long as you're not bringing in like Kirk Cousins, at least hand over the keys to the guy that you're going to trust with the franchise in the future. All right. 216-474-0092. A lot of you guys want to jump in here, and we are going to have to go to break because we're going to talk to Paul here coming up at 8:40. So no rush, but at the same time, you know, let's keep it concise to some degree so we can get some of these in here. But let's go out to the phones. Let's talk to Mike is in Stowe. What's going on, Mike?
Hey, good evening, Jake. Yeah, so I would prefer to kick the can on the quarterback to a little later. I'm more along the lines. I'd rather see him take a more bona fide pick at two or trade down and add a little bit more spice for next year, because I really like the class next year a little bit better. I'd love to see him take a guy a little later, you know, like Will Howard or maybe somewhere in that round, you know, somewhere in that group, because and build it on that. And then as far as the quarterback, I'd really rather see him take a better one next year, I guess, as I'm getting at, Jake. And then, but I'm not, as far as this year, okay, what else do we have to add? I am for Trey Lance because I think he has the highest ceiling of all the guys we're talking. All the other guys are kind of at the end of their rope. I know Trey Lance has been a disappointment up till now, but, you know, of all the guys that we're kind of talking about, he has the most potential to kind of increase his value with us if we sign him for 2 years or something like that. So that's why I go with him, because I think we're going to stink next year either anyways, Jake. And so just let it be and just build his team towards next year being more competitive. That's kind of what I'm at.
Yeah, Mike, in a perfect world, I'd probably agree with you, and I appreciate the call. I'd probably agree with you in a perfect world here. Like, yeah, just take the quarterback in 2027. But reality is, Andrew Berry and Kevin Stefanski probably can't count on their jobs being here, or in 2026, excuse me. But they can't count on their jobs being here in 2026. They're not for certain to be there, and you have to figure out the quarterback position, and you've already sort of moved on from all of the veteran options. We're going to give you a really good chance to compete, and you're not just going to keep your job by winning 4 or 5 games next year. It's not going to work. You're going to have to find something else, and I'd love if Trey Lance was something, and I'd love to just look at potential and call it, but listen, the speed at which the 49ers moved on from him, the fact that the Cowboys looked at him this year with no Cooper Rush coming back because he's a Baltimore Raven, with just Dak sitting in that room, and we're like, and you can walk, Trey. We have nothing left to do here after you sat on a roster last year. Probably tells you all you need to know about Trey Lance. If they're not willing to keep him around with, you know, maybe not feeling the greatest about Dak, not having a backup quarterback solidified, I don't think that he's going to be all that useful to bring in here for us. Yeah, I think he's more just a Josh Rosen type at this point, and that's pretty much what you can rely on. Let's go back out of the phones. LaVon is in Cleveland. What's going on, LaVon?
Hey, what's going on?
The Munch, man. What do you got?
I think the Browns should not pick a quarterback, Deion Sanders or none of them, because we have a problem that we haven't solved with our quarterback that we have paid all this money for. I think they should get a quarterback in a later draft. With the second pick, they should pick a offensive player or a defensive player, but they should go after the Ohio State quarterback who fits 5, who's won a bowl that they're not talking about, who will help the team win because he comes from a winning organization. I think they should go that route with the Ohio State quarterback that they're not talking about.
I appreciate the call, LaVon. If you're going to go Will Howard, and I like Will Howard, I think he's a good quarterback. I just don't know that he's NFL quarterback type, but if you're going to go for a quarterback, it's just like, just go get the kid because, you know, you should be able to skim by and win games because of him. Go sign Joe Flacco. Just start Kenny Pickett. Go grab a quarterback who you know is not going to throw the ball to the other team 25 times in a season. There's veterans like that sitting on the market still right now. Carson Wentz in his current state, probably not going to throw the ball to the other team 25 times. I can almost guarantee that. I don't think that you can look at the quarterback position this way, especially if you're Barry, especially if you're Stefanski. All right, let's slip in one more call. Got about 45 seconds. Let's go to BP and Pepper Pike. What's going on, BP?
Hey, Jake. I mean, if I were the Browns, I would have been already calling the Callahans, who they have a relationship with in Tennessee. I would say, hey, guys, you know, we want Cam Ward. You know, are you guys going to take Cam Ward? If not, you know, here's like a, we'll give you, you know, like our third round pick this year, maybe our third round next year. But, you know, we want to move up the one spot. I mean, I feel Cam Ward is head and shoulders above Shedeur Sanders. If the Tennessee Titans don't want to, you know, work with us, then I would just take Abdul Carter because I just don't think Shedeur Sanders, you know, I heard the Albert Breer interview earlier today. Mm-hmm. He said he hasn't heard one NFL scout give a first round grade to Shedeur Sanders. Did you hear that?
Yeah.
Part?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, Albert Breer is a pretty reputable guy.
Most definitely.
You know, he's, what's that?
I said most definitely. Yeah. Albert Breer.
Right. And I mean, you know, he canvasses the NFL, you know, from, you know, all 32 teams. And that's not a good report, in my opinion, on Shedeur Sanders. I also don't love the nepotism part of Shedeur Sanders. He's always been coached by his dad. I mean, he's never been coached by an outsider. I'm not sure he's going to take well to outside coaching, even though, you know, Stefanski's a nice, friendly guy and all that. But if I were the Browns, it's either try to trade up to get Cam Ward or just take Abdul Carter and then look towards the second-tier quarterbacks, Jackson Dart or Will Howard or somebody else. But and in the back of my mind, if all that fails, I would even take a flyer on, believe it or not, Aaron Rodgers. Because at least that guy, he passed for 28 touchdowns, 11 interceptions. That guy still got a little bit left in the tank.
I appreciate the call, BP. We're up against it. I just don't think, if you were in the Aaron Rodgers sweepstakes, you'd be in the sweepstakes by now. That's going to resolve itself whenever Aaron decides that he wants it to be resolved.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Because, of course, it is. It's Aaron Rodgers. I just feel like if you were not going to go quarterback, it would have been more apparent at this point. You would have signed a veteran. You would have been very active in the veteran market. You just weren't. You kind of picked a guy, sat around for him, learned you're not going to get him, and it feels like sights have shifted. Well, what could possibly change what the Browns are going to do is maybe if the Giants get a little bit interested to move up, if maybe they like Shedeur Sanders. We'll find out. Paul Dottino writes for NewYorkGiants.com, New York Giants NSI, and a whole lot more. We'll talk to him about where the Giants stand and if they're trading up with Draft Daily. Coming your way in about 5 minutes. It's Jake Volnick with you right here on The Fan. If there's a place to consume New York Giants content, you can pretty much go to Paul. He'll be there. He's been the reporter and their host for the team since back in the 80s, and he joins us now on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Paul, how's it going?
I'm doing well, but excuse me while I guzzle down the next gallon of Geritol.
Oh, my. We're sitting here just, it feels fun. At least I get to sit here. Like, we did the Bengals yesterday. They're in a completely different spot. They get Joe Burrow. They just get their two top receivers. Now I feel like I get to talk. We get to go New York Giants, and we're all just sitting here like, so, veteran quarterbacks aren't working out well. What are we doing with the rookies? And we're all in the same spot.
Yeah, you know, it's really weird because Joe Shane, the Giants GM, had a pretty decent amount of cap room going into free agency. And I think the number now is between his own re-signings and the guys he's imported, I think he's had 15 different contracts that he's had signed since free agency actually started last week. Oh. So he's been perhaps the most active, or certainly one of the most active, general managers in football. But because he hasn't solved the quarterback puzzle, most people in New York are like sucking their thumbs and saying, okay, ho-hum, what's going on? Wake me up when the deal is done. So, you know, it's kind of weird in that regard because people just don't realize how much work he's actually gotten done and in many ways actually improved the team, especially the secondary, with those two huge signings between Deebo and Holland.
Yeah, it has been a wild free agency for them. But as we look at the draft, Paul, is there anywhere else right now you hold the number three pick, anywhere else that the Giants are looking to go other than quarterback if they get the opportunity presented to themselves?
Oh, I don't think they're taking the quarterback at number three. I think that Wood is going to the Titans. I think that the Browns are going to take Carter. And I think the Giants at three will then take Travis Hunter. I think it's that simple. I think that at some point here in, I don't know, the next several days, the next week, however long it is, I don't give a horse's behind how long the timetable is, but because you don't have to have a quarterback today. You're not snapping the ball today, so you don't need one. You don't even have OTAs right now. So to be frank, this delay in signing the veteran QB is really not that big a deal. It's just that nobody has any patience. I think it's going to be Russell Wilson myself. And Wilson will come in, 37 years old. He'll be the quarterback for this season, possibly even next season. I think he's a two-year bridge. So I don't think they're going to force feed a quarterback at number three. And I don't think they're trading up with the Titans at number one.
Very interesting. Do you feel like the fan base is lockstep on that? Maybe not with Travis Hunter, but the idea that they're going veteran quarterback and not going to bring in somebody like a rookie to throw the ball? Or are they still, as a whole, more set on you probably end up with one of the younger guys here?
No, I think the fan base, quite honestly, is disgusted at the entire picture, to be frank with you. I don't think they're very happy with the veterans who are available. I don't think they're very happy having to wait and be patient for whoever the answer is going to be. We all know that this quarterback class is not a really, really stellar one. I mean, Cam Ward is the best one. I was at the Combine for a week. Everybody and their mother, who has an understanding of the game, knows that Ward has the best skill set of all the quarterbacks in this draft. He is not a number one overall pick. But quarterbacks get overdrafted. We all know that. Teams get desperate, so they push these guys up the ladder and they overdraft them. So he's going to wind up being the number one. Cleveland is not foolish enough to take Shador Sanders. He is nowhere near a top 20 talent in this draft. So I don't think they're going to be so dumb to take him. They're going to wind up taking Carter. Why not pair him opposite Myles Garrett? That makes an awful lot of sense to me. And that leaves Travis Hunter for the Giants. But on the other hand, if the Browns decide to take Travis Hunter, I think the Giants will take Abdul Carter. I mean, it's just that simple. I couldn't find, except for an occasional person in the corner of the room who even suggested that Shador Sanders would be a top 20 talent in this draft. So why would you take him at number two or at number three? It just doesn't make any sense. If I'm the Giants and I really wanted to take a quarterback in the first round, I would either move down or I would jump up from the second round and go get Jackson Dart somewhere around 2025. If Dart should, still be on the board at that point. I like Dart's long-term future more than I like Shador Sanders. That, to me, that's not even a debate.
Paul Dottino with us here on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. A couple of things I want to grab from that. I guess what I'll throw out to you is, do you feel like Travis Hunter then is sort of a generational, a game-changing player, or is he just a really nice piece for the Giants to add? And I'd ask you a similar question about Abdul Carter as well.
No, both of those two guys. Look, Hunter and Carter, and you can put them in whatever order you'd like, 1-2-2-1. They are the two most talented blue chip, lock, dynamite impact players in this draft. That's it. Those two guys. And then there's a cavern between the next level of guys. Those two guys should be the first two players picked in whatever order you choose, if it was strictly going to go by the grades or the skill sets of the players. Travis Hunter is that special. His ability to be a high-level, not only cornerback, but also a high-level receiver. I personally think you'd want to start him out at cornerback, work him in a little bit at receiver, but if you needed him more on the offensive side of the ball because that was hurting on your depth chart, well then, so you work him more in on offense. Either way, This guy is an incredibly blue chip talent, and so is Abdul Carter. There is no question about those two guys. They are the two best players in the draft. They should be the top two kids taken, but they won't be. We all know that. That's the way quarterback situations work.
All right, Paul, I'll get you out of here with this. If you end up with, like you predict, Russell Wilson as the quarterback of the Giants, you threw out the idea that you could trade down or trade up and end up with Jackson Dart. Are you willing to pair the two and use Russ almost as like a mentor for one of those guys? How do you think it would work? Would it work? I'll leave that to you.
I think that's the best way for the Giants to go, to be frank with you. You get Wilson signed. And then you have the ability, because, you know, you're picking so high, you're the number three pick, right? So you've got pick number 35, which is the second pick in the second round, okay, which is 35 overall. I think that's what it is. And what you do is you take that. If you see that Dart is dropping and you're into the 20s and Dart's still there, well, you go up and get him then. Do it. Because Russell Wilson's going to start this season. He's only 37. There's no reason why he couldn't start for two seasons if you need him. You know, have that contract flexible enough so that maybe it's a three-year deal. You can get out of it after two. And if Dart comes along really, really quickly, then okay, fine. So maybe in 2026, you let him and Wilson fight it out and see who the best man is. That, to me, makes the most sense for the Giants. I felt that way for quite a long time now. I'm not changing my mind. I don't know if they're going to be able to pull that off, but I think that's the best case scenario.
All right, good stuff, Paul. Hopefully, I enjoyed this. I hope we get to talk to you maybe at least one more time, if not a couple more times here before we get to the draft and see if anything changes, man. I appreciate it.
Okay, anytime, fellas. Good to talk to you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.